Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Here we go. It's a Friday. We are packed with good stuff for you today. My name is Chad Hartman. I'm looking at Dave Harrigan. We are here. What's the station called again?
The Good Neighbor.
Real Radio.
WCCO.
Do we need another jingle here?
We could never have too few jingles.
You're the jingle master.
Oh, thanks,
okay,
Chad.
Brad Lane is very good with the promos. Why don't you guys come together right now and come up with like a hokey, you know, I once was a part of the show, a show called Chad and Barrero.
Really?
I play Chad.
Interesting.
And we had these jingles. Chad and Barrero on AM 1130, The Fan. And then there was one, Chad Barrero. You know, I mean, it was just so unbelievably hokey, kitschy. But, like, now, I don't know, does the Fan still have them? Close circuit to Abbott, Barrero, Swedberg, Common's on the air right now, waiting for me to send him Palm Desert restaurant reservations and San Diego recommendations. I told you off air, I asked Major, I go, a friend of mine, Common, he's going out west, he's going to San Diego. Major sends me, like, a thesis on where to go in San Diego. It's so kind, so great, so thorough. Maybe we need the hokey. You know, the very hokey over the top. Or maybe you could just do it. You're capable of that.
I'd be happy to do it.
Yeah, why don't, who needs Brad?
A lot of people have said that over the years.
Mm-hmm. As Jim Cott once said, he's somebody. As his management, he's a propeller head.
That's right.
Propeller head. Is that the word? Maybe next week. Well, are you back for leading up to January 1st?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe next week we have to go with like year-end awards on the show.
Well, maybe every dictionary. You know, we've got like 12 dictionaries that have given their word of the year
now.
Yeah,
exactly.
Maybe we need a Chad Hartman show word of the year.
That's one of them. Right now, propeller head is a strong, strong favorite, right?
It's the leader in the clubhouse, unless somebody comes up with something great in the next week.
Yeah, from Jim Cott, right? Now, we could go with a lot of words Susie comes up with during news updates, but then we would have to go back and find them. We have a chance for you to win John Mulaney tickets. If you told me today I could see any comedian in America, if Eddie actually goes back on tour, and he's not, but Eddie in the Eddie Doc, which I would highly recommend, has talked about it, Eddie would be one. Then tied for second are Chappelle and Mulaney. And so right now Eddie's not on tour. So if I could see anybody in comedy, it's either Chappelle, who's on the Mount Rushmore of stand-up comedians, right?
Mm-hmm.
And John Mulaney, whose rise to fame the last, what would you say, 6-7 years?
Yeah, about that.
Is remarkable, including when he had to go away and deal with his drug abuse.
And then did perhaps maybe his best special
exactly
right after that about going away for
about
the drug abuse.
So all you have to do is call right now and make me laugh. It's very simple. Now, we had it on Wednesday. Thursday, we showed how generous this show is. This show was willing to give the responsibility to Jason, to Russia. And I had no problem with what Jason did. You know, he was a stickler. You know, he had to decide if he really genuinely wanted to laugh. And he waited until the last caller. And by the way, if he didn't laugh for that person, we would have just rolled it over today. 60 seconds. You call in at 651-461-9226. It's very simple. You call in at 651-461-9226. You can tell a story. You can tell a joke. You could even repeat one that maybe you told early on Wednesday, and I forgot, and I didn't laugh Wednesday. Maybe I'll laugh today. I don't know. In fact, we've even got a little open for this. Dave, while you're talking to callers, can you hit the open? Let's see if he can do that. Go ahead. Fire it. Here we go.
Five contestants, 1 minute each. Who will win tickets to see comedian John Mulaney at the Armory? All they have to do is...
Make Chad laugh!
There we go. It's very simple. John Mulaney is a brilliant comedian. You know, from just his stand-up to his quasi-talk show to when he hosts SNL, maybe the most famous episode of The Bear ever a couple years ago when chaos was happening with the family and John Mulaney there, which made me think, Dave, I'm not going to be shocked if John Mulaney shows us greater acting chops down the line.
That would be fun.
I mean, we've watched a lot of comedians who we thought were just comedians. And then they would show us their serious acting skills. Robin Williams, right? Steve Carell. Bill Murray. After seeing John Mulaney in that very famous episode, and then last year's, which was immensely better than season three, The Bear, season one, great. Season two, phenomenal. Season three, Season four, very good. And Mulaney might be the guy who can just, he can do serious stuff. Should we try to squeeze in a break here?
I think we should get right to it.
You think we should get right to it?
I think we got these people waiting.
Okay.
They've got everything ready. It's in the holster. We got to let them go.
It's in the holster. Can I also say this? And we're about to get to Andrew, Joe, Mark, Lori, and Brian.
We hope we get to, well, maybe Andrew, maybe. Andrew doesn't hope we get to all of them.
That's good. Very good point. Very good. Thank you. I also want you to text me right now if you're not playing this game. We did this a month ago. We're doing it again. We're going to do this periodically. After yesterday's news of staggering fraud, according to Joe Thompson, over $9 billion of fraud. Who will be the next governor of the state of Minnesota? Who will be the next governor of the state of Minnesota? A guy who might be is on today. Chris Maddow at 2:35. In your opinion, not who you want, who will be the next governor of the state of Minnesota? I don't want calls. I just want texts on this. 651-461-9226. We're going to play this game monthly until we get the election next year. Okay, now back to our game. Let's bring Andrew in the conversation. Andrew, we have Joe, Mark, Lori, and Brian. You know what they're thinking? They're thinking, I hope Andrew's not funny.
I hear what they're saying, but this joke kind of goes back to my mom, who does good Sven and Ollie jokes.
Oh, all right. I'm willing to laugh at a Sven and Ollie joke. So go ahead. You're on the clock.
Sven and Ollie walking through the beautiful meadow. They come across all these beautiful buttercups. They start picking up all these buttercups, and all of a sudden the sky opens up. A booming voice goes, Sven and Ollie, for picking all these buttercups, you shall go without butter for a whole year. And they turn to each other and they say, well, it's a good thing we weren't picking the pussy willow.
I went blue. I went blue and left.
Tough to go without Willow for a year.
Yeah, Willow.
Nailed it.
Wow, right out the gate.
Right out the gate. Did you Nailed laugh? It. Were you prepared to laugh, Dave Harrigan?
I did not laugh.
Yeah.
I was close.
Yeah.
I didn't think you were going to break, but then you broke.
I did. I did because...
My mom would always say it, too.
Yeah. I mean, mom.
That joke coming from mom.
Mom.
Is
mom normally fairly... I think, in all sincerity... If you would not have added mom before, I don't think I would have laughed because I was thinking of your. I had the visual of your mom, just a classic, safe Boone and Erickson, Sven and Only joke, and all of a sudden we go to below the Mason Dixon area.
A lot at the bar.
Yeah, very good, Andrew. I'm sorry to Joe, Mark, Lori, and Brian. I'm sorry. That's how the game works. Oh, sometimes. You know,
yesterday we went through all five.
Yeah.
Today the leadoff hitter knocked it out of the park.
And we've also nobody and rolled it over.
That's true.
Okay, Andrew, are you a Mulaney fan?
You know, I'm a good love the comedians. I've not seen him. I love the idea you went to rehab. I think I can relate to that. And I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, fantastic. You got to stay on hold because I need to bring in a special guest here. Okay. Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Now, among the more infamous comments Adam Robert Carter said is, I think we were talking soup, right? Like if you've got any soup, and I contend the chicken tortilla is the greatest soup of all time.
You might be right.
And then I am right. And then you chime in and said, you know, makes the best chicken tortilla soup, and I'm ready for, like, you know, some authentic, true place.
Cheese, yeah. Maybe.
Okay. And you go, Costco.
Yeah, Kirkland.
You go, Costco. Now, I will say this. When we go to the Western office, we think, let's go to the Costco. So I would say Kathleen and I, half dozen times, have specifically looked in the Palm Springs, Palm Desert area Costco's.
No chicken tortilla soup out there?
No chicken tortilla soup?
That's Tex-Mex area.
Yeah. Oh, didn't realize Donald Trump had joined the conversation.
Thumbs up on the taco bowl. I mean, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Everybody did that. Yes. That so the lovely Kathleen, who is, I still love. She's my ex-wife. I still love her. We talk all the time. She makes phenomenal chicken tortilla soup. So I brought in some for Dave, some for you, some for me, and you came in here quickly shaking your head.
Well, I was shaking my head at that disgusting joke that that guy just told.
Yeah.
What's happened to CCL?
Yeah.
Pussy Willow, really?
Yeah. You would have laughed.
Boone and Erickson never would have said that.
It helped that it was from the mom,
yeah.
Right? Have you tried the soup yet?
Second best. Chicken tortilla soup, right behind Costco. No, it was tremendous.
Yeah.
And the bread, it's bread and soup together. I don't know what it is. Just a big chunk of bread to dip in soup.
It's like the three of us. The three of us get along so well.
Yeah.
Who's the bread? Who's the soup? I don't know.
I don't know.
We feel like you're the bread. We're the soup. You're the bread. Because you're kind of the interloper.
Yeah.
I'll be the bowl.
You'll be the bowl?
Yeah. I'm holding everything.
I was going to say a critical piece of the equation there.
Where do we stand on the bread bowl?
I like a bread bowl.
What soup do you think of with a bread bowl?
A chowder.
I think of a chowder also. Now, where are we? Are we the Manhattan chowder or the
New
traditional?
England.
I'm a traditionalist.
Yeah, white.
Typical of you again. White.
<That's right.
laughs> How many more white commentary?
Right. Ice, baby.
Exactly. You, which soup?
I think a good seafood chowder, or can I say corn chowder?
Yeah. How about a lobster bisque?
Like a lobster bisque.
Okay. I didn't realize Lovey had joined the conversation here.
The Hamptons?
Lobster bisque. Very, Very good. Are you a big bisque guy?
What is a bisque? Creamy soup?
I don't know, but it sounds like it's going to be better. Like, should we use bisque? You know what I had today?
A bisque.
Peanut butter and jelly bisque.
Bisque. It's a rich, creamy soup typically made with shellfish.
Shellfish.
Especially lobster.
Very good.
You can have a tomato bisque, too.
Sure. Yeah. Even though you were highly, highly, highly critical of Governor Walz today, I still saw endless text to you. About time. Or you're just saying this for
somebody
cover.
Somebody said, hey, are you going to say anything about, like, yeah, I said the whole first half hour.
Exactly. And you've been saying this for a long time.
Yeah.
This flat-out lie that let's just deal with these three shows, 9 to 6, have not been talking about the fraud story. It's a clown show. So I'm about to look at the text. If you had to guess today, who will be the governor of this state January of 2027? Who would your guess be?
Today I'd say Lisa Damoth.
Lisa Damoth.
Yeah.
Dave Harrigan, your guess is?
Tim Walz.
My guess is one of the two of you, and it's Tim Walz. Today and going forward, I see no scenario where I can vote for him for this amount of fraud. I don't think I can. I don't. Now, as you said, if it's my pillow guy, I mean, that whack job, then they just shut the Republican Party down.
Honestly.
Just, you're done.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can't put a candidate out there who has chance to win with the guy who has a $9 billion fraud anvil around him, along with people just tired of him, then move on.
Yep.
Try something different. Just put somebody out there who, yes, is conservative. Of course, he or she is conservative, but appeals to centrists like the three of us who are like, give us somebody we can vote for. All right, we got to go.
Yeah. Good soup.
It is good.
Great job, Kathleen.
Yeah, good job. Not Costco. Keep trying.
Yeah, keep trying. Next year, maybe.
Exactly. I'm going to talk Aquarius. I'm going to talk water. I'm going to talk the best out there, the Kinetico water treatment system. Man, I go to it every morning. I'm not kidding. And by the way, Kathleen has it too. I bet she used that great Kinetico water in preparing the tremendous chicken tortilla soup that she made. So whether it's for drinking, whether it's for that insipid coffee that you people, let's go with the you people card here, maybe hot chocolate. Dave provided me with some hot chocolate today. He's provided me with a series of holiday gifts, since why I love Dave Harrigan. I love that guy who just left. I'm so lucky to work with people who I care for immensely. Aquarius, earning the right to be recommended. What a good company. Everybody I deal with at Aquarius, it's just a good person. They started in 1987. I've been a customer since 1993. Whether it's that great Kinetico water system where you can save up to 25% right now, or the water softener, or helping out your utility room, they're great people. I trust them 100%. AquariusHomeServices.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
What is our bumper music theme today, Dave?
Oh, it's Christmas. It's a Christmas Friday in December. Playing some of my favorites, or also some rather goofy ones I have in the system.
Excellent. Among the texts, Steve Simon. Well, he's the logical next Democrat.
Unless it's Dean. They can't be a Democrat within the legislature, right? You can tie them as close to fraud.
Yep.
Almost as much as Governor Wolf.
Well, that's one thing I'm going to ask Mattel, because Mattel often has said this is on Democrats and Republicans about this fraud. So I want to hear him be as specific as possible about which Republicans, right? Be a breath of fresh air if we actually have a Democrat who's willing to criticize a Democrat and a Republican who's actually willing to criticize a Republican. Steve Simon, jump in the race. Dean Phillips, jump in the race. Others, jump in the race. Your guy is in deep trouble, and by the way, should be in deep trouble. Somebody's swearing at me with the F word because Walls had nothing to do with this. You can criticize me endlessly, but on this text thread, going with the F word, you're gone. It's as simple as that. Show some level of respect. Steve Simon, 100% will be governor. Tim Walls, 100% will be governor. I'm going to bet $1 million in pillows to Mike Lindell wins. Donald Trump, Lisa Damoth, Walls. Somebody suggesting that we don't get texts about about time you talk about it. And heard Dan talking about it. Trust me, Dan and I have talked about this off air. If we talk fraud on this show, guaranteed 10 a time. Saying about time you talk about it. Well, then I can give you like 30 guests we've had on it. Or probably if you podcast this, 300 times we've talked about it.
Don't worry. Yesterday we got accused of talking about it the entire show.
Yeah. Another person saying Dean. Listen, this show has Dean a lot. People know Dean and our good friends. I'd love to see him run. I'd also love to see him run just as an independent, too, and say, I'm not going to run just under my party's watch. Because there are people within this party, prominent people in this party, who weren't respectful to his attempt to run against Joe Biden. By the way, when they knew Joe Biden was a shell of himself. So they were frauds. And Dean told the truth. Major Garrett, he's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Major is here. Hello, sir. I have a slew of topics for you, so let's jump right in. Right. Yes or no, did you expect this week that the new name of the Kennedy Center would be the Garrett Kennedy Center? Yes or no?
No, I did not.
Dave Harrigan tells me the answer is yes. Our sourcing is telling us that you are not telling us the truth. All right? Next topic. As you're watching Donald Trump's speech the other night, and he did not pause, he did not use a single punctuation, and he was yelling at us, what did you think?
I thought, Mr. President, if you want to avoid the get off my lawn jokes,
yeah,
this speech didn't help you.
No. No. It was startling. And by the way,
it was overmodulated to a great degree, and he said afterward that he was trying to make sure he got everything in within the allotted time that Susie Wiles, his chief of staff, said you got to get it in under 18.
Yep.
Look, it's not the perfect format for the president. It never has been. Nope. But I would say I think he would, in his candid private moments, he would concede that was one of his lesser White House speech performances.
I think anybody who's objective would say the same thing. I want to ask you what do you think the networks think? Because presidents rarely go to the networks and say, I want a primetime speech. And more often than not, it's a something of significant national or international consequences, maybe something that has been building over the years, maybe something that's developed. This was just a Donald Trump attack speech and a bragging speech. And it's something that you witness daily, that I see daily, too, in preparing for the show. It really wasn't any different than when he meets the press. So how do networks deal with that if, let's say, that happens again a couple times next year, where they want to defer to the office?
Right.
They don't want to be accused of being unfair to the president and the president's attacks and suits. But how do you balance that out?
It's very difficult in the best of circumstances, because network time is valuable, or at least perceived internally as valuable. You don't want to give network time over simply to amplify a president's message. There's always a dialogue that goes back and forth. Well, what are you talking about? What's the upshot of this? What is the utility for the network to hand over this valuable time just because you want it? What is the nation going to learn? What is the world going to learn that is equal to the weight of this time being given to you? That conversation has gone on with every president that I've covered, when I was in television or when I was outside of television.
Right.
It's more complicated for Trump for one reason you mentioned, because he's always talking to the press. He's always going on at great length. We've had 5 or 6 cabinet meetings this year that each ran more than 2 hours. One ran 3.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as if there's any paucity of commentary from the President of the United States about whatever is on his mind. But the other complicating factor, and let us not dance around this, this is a president who routinely questions the licensing of broadcast networks,
right,
the content therein, and at a whim can raise questions about the validity or the future commerce capabilities of broadcast networks. Much of that is trolling. Much of it is unhinged from any legal authority he or the FCC possess, but it's still rattling to corporations that run the news divisions within them and the people who work there. So that is a second degree of complication that must not be ignored, cannot be ignored, and is contextually relevant to this. And the president assumes, I think probably more rightly than wrongly, that that badgering makes it more likely that networks will give him the time.
Major Garrett with us here. I would offer this up, and I think you'd agree. The number one issue where the president lost connection with an extraordinarily loyal base, a more loyal base than I've ever seen in the entirety of my life, was the Epstein story, the so-called Epstein files, and the fact that the president for years and years campaigning, even the first term, said, you know, we're going to look at this, and then accused the Biden folks of hiding from it. And then when it was his opportunity, did not want to release it. Questions about his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein, saying this is just a Democrats, the Democrats issue. We're not even talking about it. And then because so many Republicans, including core voters, were going to vote against him, and he was going to lose. He was going to lose the vote.
Mm-hmm.
He then all of a sudden says, yeah, sure, let's release everything out. Well, this is now the 30-day limit today after the president signed the bill in November saying release the documents. But as you know, early this morning, the Deputy Attorney General, Todd Blanche, the president's former attorney, what a coincidence, said we're going to release several hundred thousand documents today, but not everything. The backlash has been strong. Where is this story going?
So the law is very clear, all files, and that's not what's going to happen. And those who have voted for this law, who therefore have standing in Congress, are reviewing their legal options. There may be a court injunction filed at some point today to try to compel the administration to live up to the letter of the law. But to your point, this was the first genuine, not temporary, not imaginary, not juiced up by Democrats hoping it would be crack in the MAGA base, because it cut to an issue: human trafficking, sex trafficking, abuse of minors, predatory behavior, elites being protected, financial structures never scrutinized, you could put a lot of the underlying grievances of the Trump movement about economic forces that are indifferent to them or hostile to them, that are untouchable, that are non-prosecutable. That's a very general grievance. It's not only within the MAGA base. Obviously, progressives feel that too in certain respects, but it's a big core part of the MAGA base. That is an umbrella grievance that fits within or covers over the Epstein files. Then there's concern about human trafficking, sexual exploitation, predatory behavior also of people in positions of power. That does not sit well. And it was perceived as something that needed to be exposed. And if only Trump were there, it would be exposed because the MAGA base believed he had nothing to hide, knew Jeffrey Epstein, but got rid of him early enough in his life that he's not implicated, and that he uniquely, because he wasn't part of this system of elites, financiers, politicos, and globalists, would be positioned as no other person in American life would be to do this one thing on behalf of a sort of justice for the victims. And then he hesitated. And then he displayed this sort of arrogance and indifference to it. And like, wait a minute. Is he becoming like those people that we have always been against? And that's the core of this. That is the crux of it.
Major Garrett is with us. He's as good as anybody you're going to hear on talk radio. We are immensely lucky to have him on a regular basis. Let's pause. Come back with more. A little Christmas talk later with Major on CCO. Dave is playing his favorite Christmas tunes today. He will not be back until after Christmas. We'll get to a little Christmas talk with Major in minutes. Four Republicans switched over this week, Major, as you know, on the House. And we're willing to work with Democrats on helping out with the Obamacare subsidies, as the Speaker of the House is wont to do. Excuse me. He decided to say, let's go home. Let's go home. When there was an Epstein vote months ago, let's go home. So they're eventually going to come back. Where are we going with Republicans potentially working with Democrats on helping out folks who are staring at dramatic increases with the ACA?
Let me just try to metaphorically explain what it means to sign a discharge petition over policy, not over something like the Epstein files, where you can be forgiven because you think it is a bigger issue that deals with victims, exploitation, and the like. To sign a discharge petition on policy, think of the movie The Godfather. Think of the beginning of the movie The Godfather. It would be for the funeral director to take a drink and throw it in the face of Vito Corleone.
Not good.
That's what it means. It is not only an affront. It is an insult that can never be forgotten. Because the House of Representatives works on a majority power basis. The majority sets the rules, determines what legislation comes to the floor, and the team must stay aligned to allow that power structure to exist. That's what you promise your voters when you ask for a House Republican majority. When you subvert that majority, when you get off the team, go with the other side, the minority party, to force a piece of legislation on the floor that your leadership doesn't want to be on the floor, it is an act of borderline vengeance against your party. It is a huge deal. And it will be remembered as such. And so you have to ask yourself, holy cow, why would they do this? Because they made a decision. If they didn't, they were certain to lose their reelection because it's such a big issue for their constituents. And they cannot go back to their district and say, party over your needs. Not on this one. So they walked. And this is going to force a vote early next year, first week of January, and it will pass. And that will put the Democrats in a position where, yes, they'll have to negotiate something. You've got to get 60 votes in the Senate, but they're going to begin from the House Republican majority and Democrats, or the House Republicans, or the House of Representatives writ large, passing a clean three-year extension of Obamacare tax credits. That's going to give them negotiating leverage they did not possess even 2 weeks ago.
What was Christmas like for young Major Garrett in San Diego?
So I grew up in a house highly unusual in my suburban neighborhood of San Diego. There was a developer who built 20 homes, looked like they belonged in the great Northeast. They were Cape Cod designed homes.
Okay.
Cape Cod, with pitched roofs to make sure the snow would fall down onto the ground. No need for that in San Diego.
I was going to say, was this person...
No need for a Cape Cod house in San Diego, a two-story house.
Was this person confused where he was building these homes? Or
my parents fell in love with this design.
Yeah.
We had a house on the corner, so I lived on the second floor with my brother and my sister. And the way Christmas was, we had to sit at the top of the stairs, no matter how early we woke up, and wait for our parents to say, you can come down and open your presents at your stock.
I like it.
And my parents loved to make us wait.
Yes, should.
Loved to make us wait. So they would hear us scurrying up there at 6. They wouldn't give us the call until like 8. We'd have to spend like an hour and a half or 2 hours. They'd get their coffee. They'd pat around their slippers. Mom and Dad, is it time? No, not quite yet. We're still working on things.
Yeah.
Dan is still finished. They're like, what? And then.
I think the word you're looking for is taunting.
Well, there was a little bit of that. There was a little bit of that. And then there was the avoid injury as we're clambering down the staircase, three aside, to not, you know, basically impale each other on the banister as we try to make our way down the stairs for Christmas. That was always my most vivid memory of Christmas morning.
Major Garrett, as a parent with similar age kids, did you follow in your parents' footsteps?
We did in a partial way. So unlike my parents, who never took us to church, my mother was a very quiet Lutheran, but my father was an atheist and would truck no organized religion in our family at all. So religious observation was not part of Christmas, not Christmas Eve, not Christmas Day, not at all. For us, it was. We would go to Mass, and we would always go to Mass at 7:30. So I would make sure the kids had to walk out of the house, and I would sort of there'd be a failings with me and my ex-wife. They couldn't see anything. Got to go out the house, go to Mass. When you come back from Mass, then we can open the presents. So there was a little bit of that, but it was so we could get to morning Mass as early as possible and get back home for a regular Christmas Day.
With your bride now, are you finished Christmas shopping?
Yes.
Really? Interesting.
Yes, there's a reason for that. There's because it's complicated.
You give her your books.
My wife's in California. She spends most of her time there. That's something we have agreed upon. It's part of our long-term transition plan to California. She's working on her properties there, helping oversee the renovation and working on her writing career. We see each other as often as we can, but we basically live bi-coastally. By mutual agreement, nothing is wrong. There's no stress involved. We're just planning for our future, which is anchored in Southern California, and we need a nice positioning to anchor that properly, and that's what she's there doing. So I won't see her until the 27th. I'm anchoring the CBS Evening News Christmas Eve, Christmas night, and the night after Christmas. So if you want to spend the CBS Evening News time slot with Major Garrett, you can this Christmas, whether you want to or not. So I'll be in New York. I won't see her until the 27th when I get out to California. So I had to send her all of her stuff well in advance. So she's got it all. And I'll be in New York.
Let's be honest. No one will be watching.
No one will
Christmas
be watching.
Day. Is this the time?
The control room will be watching. Maybe. Maybe.
Is this the time that you work in your appearances on this show? Dave, I think this is the time.
Here we go.
If he can promote the CBS Evening News here, he can promote us there.
I mean, sneak it in. Just come on. Are you going to spend a little more time in Southern California
early
in the year?
I'll spend a week in Southern California. We'll be out playing some golf in the desert, and then we're going to go to the Rose Bowl.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yeah. And do you have a timeline on when you might head to San Diego and another area I know well permanently? Have you thought about when you are calling it a career?
You know, it's closer than far, but I've not determined that. No. But I want to be ready. And all my friends who have approached retirement have made it very clear to me, based on their lived experience, preparation is key. Having a plan, you retire to something, not from something. So the longer you take to plan and prepare, the better off you'll be. And I'm just in that preparation and planning phase now.
You do realize your commitment to the show does not, I repeat, does not end. Is that correct, Dave? Is that what the contract says?
Ironclad.
Yes. Ironclad. Yes.
There's a special Chad Hartman codicil.
I don't care if you're making it all up and you're in the corner. We still, in fact, we'd rather you make it up. It'd be better.
It'd be better. Yes. Yeah,
exactly.
Yes.
You are tremendous at what you do. This show is so lucky to have you. I love our friendship. I love that you come on with us. And I hope you have a hardworking Christmas, but also great fun when you head out and see your wife.
I thank you so much. And happy holidays and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone.
Major Garrett right here on WCCO. The Takeout is a must. Sign up. Get that podcast. You'll learn information, have a few laughs every single time. Ari, CBS, and Shaletta in the house.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.